Well, staying with news on the global terror threat, ISIS has released a new propaganda video calling on Muslims from Southeast Asia to join the fight in the Philippines. The graphic film, which runs for nearly 7 minutes, attacks Australia, describing it as the regional guard dog of the USA. And the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, is warning that the city of Marawi could become the next Raqqa if action isn't taken. Stephanie Boris has more.
The images are disturbing, gruesome and upsetting. Dead bodies lying across the ground, militants setting fire to a church, stamping on statues, ripping up photos of the Pope. The latest ISIS video calls on Muslims from across Southeast Asia to join the battle in the southern Philippines. It also takes aim at the country's president, Rodrigo Duterte, for accepting help from Western nations.
Duterte ran to his masters, the defenders of the cross, America, along with their regional guard dog, Australia, and begged them for help. And despite having been previously insulted by Duterte, they were quick to put their differences aside, aiding him with a malicious air campaign with the hope of either achieving victory over the Islamic State or repelling its threat.
Greg Feely is the Associate Professor of Southeast Asian Politics at the Australian National University. He says the release of another propaganda video shouldn't come as a surprise, but it's interesting to note who they're targeting.
In this most recent video, they're referring explicitly to Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, Singapore and Brunei, so that's quite specifically targeted.
Nations from across the globe have focused fighting ISIS in the Middle East, but the terror group has gained ground in the city of Marawi in the southern Philippines. Greg Feely explains why it's emerging as a key site for ISIS activity in Southeast Asia.
There is much less control in this island of Mindanao of the population, much less effective military and police control than what there is in most other parts of Southeast Asia. So, for example, in Indonesia and Malaysia, it would be almost impossible for a jihadist group such as we have in Marawi to have a jihadist group like that holding on to territory, being able to hold part of a major city, which is what's happening in the southern Philippines.
Hundreds of thousands of locals have fled the city since fighting began earlier this year. As a result of growing tension, the Philippines accepted Australia's offer in June to send 2 defence aircraft. They're providing surveillance support to the nation's armed forces. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull told Melbourne Radio 3AW Australia has a vested interest in assisting.
We do not want Marawi to become the Raqqa of Southeast Asia.
Greg Feely says that is a possibility, but he's warning nations to tread carefully in what assistance they provide.
I think we should be extremely wary about having a military contribution there, because that can provide PR material for ISIS and make it seem as if this is now a struggle between the supposed Christian West and these pro-ISIS forces.
During a press conference, Mr. Turnbull was asked about the prospect of boots on the ground.
I don't speculate on hypotheticals. We're already providing assistance to the Philippines, and we'll continue to provide the assistance that we currently have deployed.
The political situation in the Philippines is far from straightforward. President Duterte has been condemned across the globe for his inhumane war on drugs, which has killed thousands of people. It's a delicate balancing act. Western nations, including Australia, have called on the president to protect human rights, but at the same time they're working with him to try and stop ISIS gaining ground.
Stephanie Boris reporting.